From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Demonstrators took to the streets across America Sunday to protest President Donald Trump's executive order on immigration. Friday's order temporarily bans immigration from such trouble spots as Iran, Sudan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, Libya, and Somalia. On Saturday, a judge ordered the government not to deport people who have valid visas or to detain anyone with approved refugee status. The Homeland Security Department says it will comply with the judge's order. But reports from federal authorities indicated at least 170 people had been detained at U.S. airports since Friday. Homeland Security Chief John Kelly says he believes admitting lawful permanent residents into the United States is in the country's national interest and does not go against the provisions of the executive order. All of this has caused some confusion among travelers, and lawmakers of both parties are calling for changes in the order. Here is Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, I think it's a good idea to tighten the vetting process, but I also think it's important to remember that some of our best sources in the war against radical Islamic terrorism are Muslims, both in this country and overseas.
Senator McConnell appeared on ABC News Sunday. The president issued a statement Sunday saying that America will continue to show compassion to those fleeing oppression while protecting its own citizens. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, White House counselor Kellyanne Conway denied that the president's order targets Muslims. For more, check our website. It's voanews.com. This is VOA News. The UN Refugee Agency is insisting that refugees pose no national security threat to the United States. Lisa Schlein takes a look.
The UN Refugee Agency says there is no merit to a claim by U.S. President Donald Trump that Syrian refugees threaten national security and should be banned from entering the United States. UNHCR spokeswoman Vanina Mestrachi rejects assertions that Syrian refugees are terrorists. She says refugees are victims of terrorists, and those proposed for resettlement are among the most vulnerable people on Earth. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The White House says President Donald Trump and Saudi King Salman bin Abd al-Aziz al-Saud have agreed to back safe zones in Syria and Yemen. The two spoke by telephone Sunday, reaffirming the long-standing relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia. Mr. Trump spent the last 2 days speaking by telephone to a number of world leaders. He also talked on Sunday with the Crown Prince of the United Arab Emirates and the acting South Korean president. The U.S. military says one service member was killed and three were wounded in a raid targeting al-Qaeda in Yemen. A statement from the U.S. Central Command says 14 fighters from the local al-Qaeda affiliate were killed in the operation. French leftists went to the polls Sunday in round two of a primary election and chose the man we're listening to there, Benoît Hamon, to be the Socialist Party's candidate in France's upcoming presidential election. He's a 49-year-old former education minister. He had close to 60% of the vote in early ballot counting. He easily beat Manuel Valls, a former prime minister. An anonymous White House official tells the Associated Press that President Donald Trump could make an appointment to the U.S. Supreme Court as early as Monday. The announcement is expected on Thursday. Three judges are believed to be under consideration for the long vacant post. More than 100 people suspected of burning Christian homes were acquitted of the charges by a Pakistani court due to a lack of evidence. In 2013, a Muslim mob burned 125 houses in the Yosup colony of Lahore amid rumors that a Christian resident had committed blasphemy. No one was killed in the incident. A number of soldiers and one rebel fighter were killed in eastern Ukraine Sunday when fighting broke out between Ukraine forces and insurgents. It was the most serious clash in weeks. A Ukrainian spokesman said troops repelled the attack. The situation remains tense, and troops are on alert. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.